I feel good. Are we on? Is this thing on? Hey.
Hey. Hey.
In the words of Bruce Springsteen, hello, Ohio. Yeah. Poor Bruce. I feel his pain. Well, here's the thing. We love Bruce. He's a good friend, you know, and I'm sorry that, you know, that got out there. But, you know, why didn't the roadie, after the first time, crawl on the stage like our guys would have done and held a note under his eyes? What do you think about that? Mike Utley?
Well, I tell you, Jimmy, if it was Ross Riddle, our dear friend from Sound Image, would have been there, he would have been.
Yeah.
He would have been signaling. And
there would have been signaling
been right
going
in front
on.
Of the stage
but I can tell you, by being in the middle, sometimes you miss the signals.
Yeah.
We've all done it, so, you know. Oh, great.
Luggage cart.
Luggage cart.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we got to get to Canada tonight.
We
got to cross the border.
We're
at Charlottesville, Virginia. I did not blow it. I know where I am.
Oh, Charlottesville,
Charlottesville,
Virginia.
Virginia
How many years ago was it we were here?
It was 20 years ago today. And we play here on Safe Sex Day. I remember that.
Safe Sex.
Yes, they gave condoms out at the entrance. It was at the old pavilion across the street here. I don't know the name of that. I just came back 20 years later to see how that safe sex stuff worked out.
How did it work?
I don't know. Let's ask people. How did it work for you? Coleman, how did that work for you?
I see a lot of young people in the audience, so I don't
think
it worked.
Yeah, so we regenerated. But I always liked this town. I don't know why it took us 20 years to get back here.
We've
just been busy. Great college town.
Yeah.
Great college
town. A lot of history here, too.
Yes, a lot of history. We paid our respects to President Jefferson today.
We sure did. That was a unique experience.
Yes, it was. We went out there and ate at Monticello. I designed one of my gardens after a garden in Monticello.
When you lived in Nashville,
that's right.
That garden was based on Thomas Jefferson.
Listen to you. You are a wealth of bubbling. You're like a champagne glass flowing over with knowledge tonight.
Didn't he do 25 strains of black eyed peas?
That's right, black eyed peas and risotto.
Risotto.
For those of you don't know, for those of you who don't know, that's rice.
Yeah, right.
And ice cream. Thomas Jefferson brought gelato over. I think somebody fact check that. You know, yeah. Rodney, fact check that for me, will you?
Yeah, I've got a good idea now because I've been listening to you guys do this interview thing since we decided to do this.
Scares the shit out of you.
Yeah,
now,
scares the shit out of me. You're trying to make Steve Huntington cuss on the radio.
He did. He said shit on the radio.
He did say shit on the radio.
I was looking for more. Give it up. Well, he was so nervous doing that.
He was.
I felt sorry for old Steve, you know.
Well, he's probably listening.
You know, in a former life, that would have cost him his job. Here,
that's true. Not on the first pirate radio.
No. But so, what are your observations of the beautiful backstage area when we do our show? And look who it is.
Well, you know, there's,
look who's flown in from Beijing.
Dignitaries back here like crazy.
It's Jake Shimabukuro and the musician of the year, CMA Musician of the Year, Mac McAnally.
Candygram Mongo, all right.
Okay, so give us a few notes of what it feels like. How do you become Musician of the Year?
First you got to strum up. Then you just let gravity take hold.
And look, Elo's back. It's
Elo,
just thousands
going,
of people here.
How are you doing, guys?
Elo's, we're heading on. Elo's not going to Canada. He's not crossing the border.
No calls for me. No calls for me.
No. But if you can see Elo on, Monday night on Jimmy Fallon or
Tuesday?
That's
right. Monday night. Yeah, Monday night.
Monday night on the Jimmy Fallon show and at Joe's Pub in New York City.
Yeah.
Then we're going to broadcast Elo.
Tonight.
Charlottesville, Ohio. No. Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right. What's the name of the club?
The club tonight. Oh, Elo. He's at the Southern.
That's
the corner of First and the Mall.
First and the Mall. Right downtown.
Elo's playing downtown Charlottesville. So, if you're in Virginia Beach, haul ass over here. You don't have much time, but you could get here to see Elo.
You guys are a wealth of knowledge.
We, you know. Thomas Jefferson, Black Eyed Peas, and ELO. Since we have seen ELO last, ELO went to Key West, the meeting of the mind. So, ELO, what was your first impression of Key West?
That was great. I gotta tell you, that was really crazy. A lot of parrot heads. That was party hard all days.
And night? What happened at night?
At nights too.
Okay, all right. Okay, we gotta go to work now, ELO.
That's right.
All right,
and
then.
Jake, get over here, Jake. Okay, so can we tell about the upcoming gig?
Oh,
or is that top secret? Still top secret? Okay, forget that. Okay, all you people out there want to know where Jake is, forget what I just said completely. Erase that from your mind. How are you, Jake?
I'm doing great. I'm doing
great. Great to have you back. I wouldn't see you again until like the Olympic Games or something, but, you know, when we left you last. And where have you been?
We're just touring up and down the East Coast,
East Coast down. You know the states by their names and things.
Yeah,
a lot of people from the West don't come east and know states. I mean, Jake knows New Hampshire now. You know, Vermont, Rhode Island. He's got this whole thing down. We're getting good here. I know.
I'm very
proud of you.
Thank you.
But it's great to have you back, and I think we're ready. This is going to be good.
All right.
We've got the entire cast of thousands up there tonight. Is anybody not here tonight?
No.
No, we're all here. There goes Roger, but we're not going to interview him.
The mime.
Anyway, we're in Charlottesville, Virginia tonight.
Charlottesville, Virginia.
And we're doing a Jesse Winchester song, but I talked to Jesse. We thought he was going to be our surprise guest, but he's in Ontario visiting his daughter.
Oh, okay.
But he said to tell you hello.
Oh, we're good.
And Mac.
Tell him hello. And Jesse, if you're listening.
Yeah, we're this going out to you now. We're doing Rumba Man.
That's
tonight.
Right. We're doing Rumba
okay.
Man.
Okay.
That's on
it's
that new
all album. That new. Thank you, Coleman.
You're good.
That
Coleman.
New album, Buffet Hotel, coming up
December 8th.
Now I listened to it the other night. I must because you know we've listened to this stuff a lot. So,
yes.
But I gave it the car test the other night. I was driving to the Zac Brown show down in Boca Raton.
How did it ride?
It rode good.
Oh,
it rode good. I was in the back and I had both of my sisters visiting and they hadn't heard it, so. We had a drive. We had a designated driver. We were drinking a little red wine, and we were giving it the road test.
And that's good.
It works.
It works.
And then I had the sister test, you know, and
they can probably nail you.
They can knock me upside the head like they used to do. I mean, that's my sister's on red wine. That's a test. You know, one of them. Yeah, never mind. But
I gave it the backyard test. Good.
Yeah.
Backyard test.
Were you drinking when you listened to it? But I think you could. I think honestly to say, I think this record sounds good with wine or whatever you're, you know, if you're on medical marijuana, it probably sounds good with that too. Yeah. But it's good straight too. Yeah, it works.
I was doing vodka and.
Well, that's not straight.
Yeah. Where'd that?
What the hell are you talking about, Coleman? Okay, that's it. You're off the radio. Okay, thanks everybody. Radio Margaritaville, the last run all the way from Charlottesville to New York City. So we're going to go do it tomorrow back to the land of my forefathers, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
On Thursday?
Well, I'm going tomorrow, but I'm not playing until Thursday. You are so critical. God, that's it. I'm out of here. Thanks everybody. We're going to work. See ya.